I think Mugabe is going to refer to various points of crisis in the country, the refugee situation in Eastern Europe, mainly talking of Syria and so forth, and how the involvement of the Western world and Western powers in that crisis has led to one of the worst crises, worst situations for women and children since the Second World War. And he's going to use that, I think, to sort of lambast the Western world in a very, very strong way, and to say that the Western world still maintains illegal sanctions on Zimbabwe. I think that there's not going to be, and there is no room for any more new rhetoric on President Mugabe's side. I think that he can only say the things he said before in terms of how he views the Western world and what he thinks is colonialism and imperialism. But in that, he will simply utilize various crisis points in the world to make the same point.
For Mr. Mugabe, as a Catholic, do you think there is any significance for him to be addressed by the Pope at the UN General Assembly on Friday?
I think that President Mugabe may, in effect, attempt to use the fact that the Pope comes from South America, formerly colonized country or formerly colonized continent, to make the point that, in effect, everybody's got to identify with him pretty much the same way the world has warmed up to the now not so new Pope.